hole there, or else the gamma would just smooth down. Loy, it's not called the mum, because since it's in the inside, you can't see that. That's not called the mum shabagoli. So you see, if the mum is not seen, it's not called the mum. The question is why? So Mara says, yes, being a mum ra valeka. It has to be a mum ra, means it's disgusting like. And Rashi says, a mum ra is only called if it's begoli. If it's open, you could see it as a manuvel. It doesn't look nice. But if the mum is hidden inside, that's not called a mum ra. For the Mari Hachi is so mumoy venami. And even a mum that could heal up again, that should also be a mum. Pasix marba or ribui, any mum. Alamatran, how come we learned? For loy min or, that if you have a hole on the or, on the skin, the bottom skin lobe of the ear, since there it's soft, will heal up again, it's not called a mum. The question is why? So, and the Marian says, mum oivis svaru. That's a svaru. That hashta nifrak lemifrakin alavei, since Allah is, if you have such a mum like that, by kachim, you can't be poidrit. Not enough to make it into a psula amagdoshim. If so, mishra shkatim nolavei, for sure it's a svar that he can't shef, it's not matter the bechor, or mum that will heal up. Tatani will learn like this. The Pasuk says, v'yim kol behema tmeya shalayek rivenim v'mena korban Hashem. Any behema tmeya that you cannot bring for korban. So what is this Pasuk talking about? Bebali mumin. The Pasuk is talking about not that it's a real behema tmeya, it could be a kosher behema, but it had a mum on it. Across the medaba. So how do you know that? Time you're telling me the Bali Mumim Shaniftu Akosam Dab, where you appointed the carbon already, or you ain't maybe not the way the behemoth Tameya, Mamish. Maybe the possibility means like a pig, the behemoth Tameya Mamish you can't bring for carbon. Samora says no. Kishwam, there's another post that says, Vim Babahemoa Tameya. That's another postic. Sare behemoth Tameya, but that post is talking about a behemoth Tameya. Is so Homani Mekan, what do we do with the postic? I shall agree with Menu that have a yom, I'll tell you, Zeb Bali Mumim Shaniftu. They're talking about here, it was a korban, but it became a bal mum, and you were part, you redeemed it because of the mum. Yochel, I would have thought to say, if so, yiftu a mum either, even a mum that will heal up later, but maybe right now that it's a mum, you could redeem the korban, the kedusha goes off it. Talmalem, no, the prophet says, I shall agree with the men of korban Hashem. It's something, you cannot bring it for korban anymore. Only a mum that makes the animal, you can never bring it for korban anymore. Such a behemoth, you're allowed to be poidrit. But Yotzu goes out here, Shayna Kreva Yoim, you just can't bring it for korban today because today it has a split. But El Lamocha, but tomorrow you could bring it. It'll heal up by tomorrow. Tomorrow you can bring it for korban. So such a mum that you could be able to bring for korban tomorrow, even today you can't be poidrit. So I think Mar says, a svara, if such a mum is not strong enough to make you be poidrit, for sure it's not strong enough by a bechor to be mati you to shecht it. And he boys him, he wants another svara. Him came if so, Pisech v'iver lomeli. What do I do with the pasuk that says clearly, a mum has to be at least like a lame animal or a blind one. Those things do not heal up anymore. So gets we learn now from here, there has to be something, a mum that's kavua, that's not over, will not heal up, will not come back again. Now the Gemara says, it says in the Mishnah Nishtako, that there's a crack, is afopish shleichos, even though nothing is missing, a crack is a mum. Tana Rabbanan, hasedik, if there's a crack here, kosher, no matter how small it is, that makes a begam, that makes a mum. Could be the smallest, because a little crack eventually will make a bigger one, will tear completely. So you have a crack, like a split in the ear, or in the mouth, that makes it for mum. Even the smallest amount. Ha pegima, pegima means, a begam means that you have a hole there. And again, a hole going through that, there's no chosar. There's nothing missing, just a hole goes through there. So, bein b'dei yodem, bein b'dei shemayim. Whether it happened by itself was born that, whether it happened b'dei yodem, it's called a mum. So, Machal de Gemara says, mashma den the sedek, if it just has a split there, then b'dei shemayim loy, if it was born with a split, that's not called a mum. The Gemara says, no, the digas are this rather. El is sedek, or begima, both together. Whether it was a split there, or a pegima, there was a hole there. Bein b'dei shemayim, bein b'dei yodam. Both of them is a pegam. The kama shir pegima, how much is the shir of pegima? Again, a pegam is where there's a hole there that something is missing. Yeah, pegam means some meat is missing, a pegam is. So how much of a shir, how big does the hole have to be? Kadesha tachkabot kor, in a very small hole. Enough that if you put your nails going along there, your nail will get stuck there. That's how big the hole has to be. But since this hole has a chosar, some meat, the meat is missing there, therefore, the matter is a very small hole, even though it's only small enough that your nail gets stuck there, that makes it into a mum. Now, Nikva, let's say there's a hole there, but not that any meat is missing. You just like take a needle and pierce the hole through there. No meat came out. Then the mitzvah has to be mole kashina. It has to be the size, a little bit bigger than taka, but it has to be the size of a bean. Tana Rabbanan, kamo nekiva saizin, how much is the shear of a hole in the ear? Again, with no meat is missing. Mole kashin, has to be the size of mole kashin, the size of this bean. Rav Yosef, you do right there, tichadosh, a little bigger shear. The chadosh is a lentil, that's how big the hole has to be. Now, the yezi yavesha, what's called the dry ear? Shim tinok, if you make a hole there, v'yena moitzi tibas dam, no blood will come out. Rav Yosef, mishulamayin, yavesha means kadesha tein nefreches. It means that what? They'll be very dry, much more dry, that'll be brittle, it'll just crumple up. Now, Tony, we learn about this in the Braisa, Kravim Devrayim Liyoshavim, that these two, that one machlekes here, they come out very near one another, a very small difference between the two of them. Most of the Devrayim demand, which machlekes do you mean? Let me want to tell me, Tana Kam Rabbi Yosef Ben Amishulim, about how dried up the air has to be. Two vikas, a very big difference, whether just you put a needle there and no blood comes out, or whether it's nefreches, whether it crumbles up, is a big difference. And let me know this, Tana Kam Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda. That what? That the difference between a chadosha and a kashina is very small. A bean and a lentil are very alike. Therefore, there's a very small difference between the two. So, Moses Medayik from our Mishnah, what? Kadosha. The hole has to be the size of a kadoshin. But in a kadosha loy. If the hole is smaller than a kadosha, since nothing is missing there, it's not called a mum. So, my next question, I have a question on this. Or a minute, I'll throw you a question. It says, Aloha, Matseya. When you have this Evid that says he wants to stay and work more than 6 years, so the mitzvah's Ura Nirtza, you have to pierce his ear. So Matzei, only yellow Matzei, only if you use a reel that's a needle, like a good tool to pierce the ear with. That's what it's made for, a Matzei, a piercer. But how do we know the rabbi's tassul, like any instrument that you cut with? The asira, the amachri, the needle, the amikadeach, the amapuncham, the anichta of a metal pen, tamulem of lakachta, kol dover shenukach biyad. Anything that you could touch, move with your hands, and it can make a hole, you could use it to pierce the ear of an evidivri. Did Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? This is the words of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi says, no, matzeya, ma matzeya miyuchat shomatchis, it's a metal needle-like, av kol shomat, has to be av kol shomat, it's only a metal thing you could use to pierce the ear with. Now, Katoni says, we're not going to say for this, Rabbi Yehuda, Rebbe, named Rebbe, was a great person, Rashi says, that if you don't use a doctrine like this, Kishain Reitzim, when he used to make Reitzim the ear of an Eved, Yishno Ein Reitzim Ela B'milas. He used to use a very small needle, that's what he used to use. And Lachur, this goes according to Yosef Rebbe Yudishita, that he could use anything, even a needle. And the Milas is a very, very fine needle, that's what he used to use. So the Kitzah, the hole that they used to make to pierce the ear, was a very, very small hole. Now the Chomam the Chomam say, "Ain Eved Ivri Koyin Nirtza." If the Eved Ivri is a Koyin, then we're not allowed to make him a Nirtza. We can't pierce his ear. Why? Because you're going to make the Koyin into a Balmum. That's not right. You'll pass him. You can't do the Avoida later. So you're not allowed to pierce his ear. Now the question is why? V'im Taim the Bimila saw you right. If you tell me now, with what did they pierce the ear? With a very thin needle. Is Heich Eved Koyin Nasa Balmum? Why did it come a Balmum? So first of all, the question is, it grows back again. We only do it in the top of the ear. But still, the question is, though, if you hold that what only makes a mum, you know, with the size of the chadosha, it's less than the size of the chadosha, less than the size of a bean. So why does the kohen become possible to do the avoda? So Rav Chana bar Katina lakash, there's no stira, there's no big difference. Kan lishchoit, kan lifso. That if you want to have a hefter of mum on a bechor to say you're allowed to shecht it, it has to be bigger. The mum has to be like the size of a chadasha. But after we say you're possible to do the korban for the avoida, or you're possible to kohen not to do the avoida, that's even smaller. So there are two different halachas. There's a mum that makes you possible, you can't do the avoida, and then there's a mum on a bechor that's mat, you teed it. So the mum to be mat has to be bigger than the mum to possible. So true, we don't want to make this kohen into a nirtza, because we'll make him possible to do the avoda, even though it's a very, very small hole. But for a bechor to be muta b'achila, it has to be a bigger hole. Now the Gemara says, "My kashino, what is this kashino?" On Rav Shav Yehinda, this being called the Hinda. Boy minei Rav Oishiyam Rav Huna. Rav Huna, Rabba, yeah. Kashino hanichneses v'yotis. What does the Mishnah mean to say that the hole by the mum for Bechor, if it's just a hole without a chaser, has to be big enough that this kashino, this bean, could go through it? Does it mean like loosely? Hanichnes v'yotis means that a bean that goes back and forth smoothly doesn't get stuck here in that hole. Or kashino nedes, no. As long as it can just push its way through, when you push it there, it'll stay there, it'll get stuck there. Maybe that's enough. When those have to be a little bit bigger, hanichnes v'yotis. Almost it said back to Mzula Shemati. I did not hear exactly this halacha about a mum on a bechor, how big the hole has to be. I didn't hear clearly. But kiyotze b'shemati, a similar halacha I did hear. It's not going like this. Ha shedra v'hagugelis shechosu. Halacha is, if you have the shedra, the whole backbone of a mace, or the whole skull of a mace, it has tumas oil. It's in the room, it's matam everything in the room. But what about shechosu? Let's say a part of it is missing, then it has no tumas oil. So shalu is kame chesorim b'shedra v'lo yeh matam b'yoil. How much should be missing in the shedra in the backbone, and it has no tumas oil? So it's not like it's b'sham yom shtei chulyas. You have to be missing two vertebrates. B'sulay meno chulyach, if it's only missing one vertebrate, it also makes it has no tumas oil. Ubu'gugay, listen, when you have this skull, how much should be missing from the skull also to say it has no tumas oil? So b'sham yom kamola mekadech. How much a needle you pierce a hole in it, how much of a hole, how big that would make it, that's how much has to be missing. No, a different shear. How much of the skull, when a person's alive, you have to take out of his skull, and he'll die. A different shear than a mola mikadech. Now, the Yosef, Rechid HaKid, was sitting down. But Mekuboyle, he had a shout like this. According to Mesilah, that's what you say, how much you take out of a chai, they'll die. The Kana, how much is that? The shear of a seller. If you take out the size of a coin, if you make that much of a hole in the skull, by a live person will die. So here you have the skull of a mace, if that much is missing, it's not matan b'yoyim. So it comes out, according to Beisil, the size is like a sela. According to Beishama, the size is kamoli mekadeach, how much this needle will pierce through. The Yitma, we don't like this, Yitma or Safra Omra, Shemaitzbe, he said over to Shemaitzbe Sam Alocha, Omalei, for our Shmuel Bayudu, Omar Masnissan Omalei. He said, no, it's a Masnissan, it's a Mishnah. Or a Brisa, not just on the Gemara. This is Nechel, the Simmons, remember this is Tony Rav, Ushmuel Rav Yehuda. Tani Rav, Senecha, Tani Rav, Ushmuel Rav Yehuda. Yeah, that he's the one that says all the Brises. So the Senecha, you shouldn't make a mistake, Miyom Shemaitan, Miyom Masnissan, Tony Rav Yehuda, Vashmuel. Yashka, Mekhaim, Mesad, Vashat, the Arab Shmuel Yehuda, Belishna Matita, a Brisa. Which that shear is shul kapundi and shulatalki uchesela niros. It's like the size of a cella, and v'yesh.